support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
I'm pleased that the governor and I stood united in our conviction that this is the time for the state to begin to reinvest in earnest in UC.
That was UC President Janet Napolitano endorsing her deal with Governor Jerry Brown over funding for the UCs. The Board of Regents voted unanimously yesterday to support that plan. The state's giving the UCs an additional $486 million over the next 3 years. In return, in-state tuition will be frozen for the next 2 years. However, out-of-state tuition is going up. The deal also requires the UCs to reform its pension plan, and final approval for all this still has to come from lawmakers in Sacramento. Western Dental, one of the state's largest providers of dental care to the poor, said they're no longer taking DentiCal. That's the state program that provides dental care to low-income Californians. Here's KQED's health reporter, April Domboski.
Western Dental says the state's reimbursement rates are too low. The state pays dentists on average $22 for the most common dental procedures, while the national average is $62.
Rates haven't been raised in more than a decade.
Jenny Catlove with the advocacy group Children's Partnership says Western Dental's retreat will make it even harder for low-income people to find a dentist.
This is a clear indication that the state needs to make some changes so that it can retain and recruit providers.
Advocates were disappointed that Governor Jerry Brown did not include more money for the DentiCal program in his revised budget. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
The dismal graduation rates for students who are English language learners is in the spotlight. Now, you might think if these kids just arrived from another country and they're still learning English, it makes sense that they would struggle in school. But it turns out 80% of students designated English learners in California high schools have been here for most of their school years. The California Report's education reporter, Zadie Stavely, brings us this report.
A few weeks before high school graduation, Oakland senior Deiri Rabadan still isn't sure if she'll get her diploma.
Honestly, I have thought of dropping out before, and that is because, I don't really know my English really well.
Deiri goes to Coliseum College Prep Academy. She's waiting on the results of her last California high school exit exam. She's taken it 7 times. Each time before, she's failed the English language arts portion. And every year, she's had to retake the English proficiency test, too.
It makes me feel really mad, angry, sad. To be honest, I feel stupid, let's say that, because I'm taking the same test over and over and over. It's simple questions, but it's just that my reading comprehension, it's not really good. And my essay portion also, I know the format of writing an essay, but it's just that I don't use a strong vocabulary.
Deiri isn't a newcomer. She moved to the United States from Mexico when she was 2.5, and she's been in public school here since kindergarten. So what's going on? Well, for one, kids like Deiri are missing out on opportunities to practice English in an academic setting.
I feel like if I speak up in class or I try to participate in class, other students are going to be like, oh, what is she talking about?
Not only do kids like Deiri often lack the confidence to speak up, they're frequently in schools with few fluent speakers of English, so they pick up mistakes from each other that are hard to shake off years down the road. Also, English learners are supposed to get 30 minutes of help in English language development every day, but many don't. Not knowing English well makes it harder to learn things like science and history. Some kids get frustrated and drop out. Others, like Deiri, keep trying, but they have big gaps in their learning.
You have students who, for years, haven't been successful in school and don't really know why, and no one else really knows why.
Nina Portugal teaches a class designed especially for long-term English learners at Castlemont High School in Oakland.
It frustrated me a lot, I think, when I first came. People would say, oh, they're not an English learner. And I was like, but they are. They're reading 5-6 grade levels below. They think in Spanish, and actually when you talk to them, they don't know what was going on in your class. And then teachers are like, oh, I guess I never realized.
Only recently did the state start realizing. Last year, it started tracking kids in every school who have been English learners for more than 6 years. Districts around the state have come up with new approaches. A big part of Oakland Unified's strategy is to explain to kids why they're struggling and what they need to work on. There's a class just for these students at Dady's 6th through 12th grade school, but it's only for middle schoolers. In one corner of the class, two 6th graders are timing each other to see how many words they can read in 1 minute.
Not bad is completely blind, but the flying fox has never.
Three other kids are digging deep into a passage from Anne Frank's diary to help them stay up to speed as they study the book in their regular English class. Teacher Mariko White is going over a metaphor with them.
So what is happening? Is she literally seeing these clouds coming?
No, they see the Nazis getting closer and closer.
In her mind, she sees
okay.
it.
So how can we say that? Like in your mind
she
when you
imagines,
see things? Great.
She's imagining.
This year, it's been really cool. I've been in their classes, and a kid go look at me and go, oh, yeah, we did this, and then they've been able to participate.
This kind of help was never available for Deiri Rabadan, but she just got some good news. On her 7th try, she finally passed the high school exit exam. She's planning to go to college in the fall. The reading will be a challenge, she says, but it's one she wants to take on. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely in Oakland.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Zeal Muller. Guy Marzorati and Eric Newman directed the show. Our producer was Nina Thorson. The editing team included Victoria Mollione, Andrea Kissick, Ted Goldberg, Tyke Hendricks, John Myers, Lisa Alaferis, and Julia McAvoy. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bayer, proud to be a Bay Area biotech pioneer for more than 30 years. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.